Would you pray with me? God of grace and love and glory, inspire our hearts this day with laughter and with wisdom so that we might take your words out into the world. Amen. Jesus had two dads, and he turned out okay. That was the sign outside this church 2 weeks ago. Tanya and I had planned to put it up this past week, but the Spirit intervened, and there was confusion, as there often is when the Spirit intervenes, and it was put up a couple of weeks early. We'd hoped there would be some humor in the response to what has been happening in the world, that people would see and question and wonder and laugh, perhaps, and enter into conversation. I say the Spirit intervened because since the sign went up early, there was time for us to deal with the response before this week. And I want to tell you, because it's probably important for you to hear this, that the response to the sign, especially from local people, was overwhelmingly positive. In addition to a series of Facebook posts of this, the picture was shared on the Huffington Post International online newspaper. So somebody sent it to me while I was on holiday saying, you probably should see this, even though you're on holiday. So it's always dangerous to read the comments on a place like that, right? And if you don't understand what trolls are, see me later. But what was interesting was as I read, you know, Rona Panton and I thought it was important that we read and have a sense of what things are going on, was again, the local response was overwhelmingly positive. Negative responses often came from trolls, and they often came from outside of Canada, which was another really interesting thing, many from the southern states. But we also received a few emails, and I'd like to read you a couple. Hi, I don't attend church, but I see your sign each day on my way home from work. And the notes often make me think, reflect, smile, or remind me that I am part of a community, and the best do all four. I felt compelled to write after seeing one of your recent signs, Jesus had two dads and he turned out okay. I was impressed by this sign. It first prompted me to think of the life that Jesus lived, and then to reflect on love and that our hearts and souls are more important than our bodies or our possessions. It made me smile because it was slightly cheeky, and it told me that there are others in my community that share my values. In summary, the sign shows Gilmore Park as an accepting, caring, and inclusive place, and raised my level of regard for the church I have previously visited. Thank you for providing an uplifting moment on my daily commute. Best regards, Jen. And then this one. Thank you so much for your sign. It brought such a smile to my face. I'm a totally hetero, CIS, somebody's gonna have to explain that one to me, Mennonite Brethren, male from Vancouver. And I'm impressed to see how you are engaged in supporting our oppressed minorities rather than just devoting resources to tearing them down. I know that you must have experienced some backlash from it, and I thank you for it. Ryan. We haven't had much backlash, actually. We have had questions. We've had one or two odd emails. One of them, my favorite, was, is that true? Now, the disadvantage of modern technology is that people can share public information all over the world. So you can get some very weird responses when you behave like a Christian. And the advantage of modern technology is that people can share public information all over the world. So you can find yourself in the midst of an international conversation that before would have either been more local or taken a lot longer. So pictures of the church were shared all over the world. And I got comments from friends, colleagues, people I've never met, family, from Britain, South Africa, the Philippines, Ireland, Edmonton, Australia. I got questions from my unchurched nieces, from the Jewish side of my family, from people active in the Anglican Church in Britain, the British Methodist Church, some Mennonites, a Baptist or two. And I have to say that a lot of Christians around the world do have a good sense of humor, including my mother-in-law, who has no access to a computer, but one of her friends brought it over. Isn't this your daughter-in-law's church? Yep. So this week we were called by the Richmond News for an interview, and a photographer came to take our picture. The photographer is a really nice guy. He'd had less than an hour's notice that he had to do this, and he comes from Surrey. So he arrived at a church, and he said to me that he's probably been inside a church twice in his life, once for a wedding, once for a funeral. He doesn't know what this room is called. He wanted to know if I was the minister or the preacher, and was confused when I said, yes. But he was really trying. And he was trying also to get what he knew the newspaper would publish. And so at one point, as we were standing up here trying to get a picture, he said, so could you do something gay? I said, no. But we could do something Christian. Now, again, the Spirit moves, because this is a nice guy. He's not a bad guy. He's just completely out of his element, right? And so he said, okay, I think that what you mean is you want to be welcoming, so let's go and open the doors, and you can stand there and welcome. So what started as awkward, inadvertent prejudice, one of those kind of moments that make you go like this, turned into an expression of Christian witness that I think is really powerful, and it is the first picture that comes up at the news, Richmond News, when you look at the article online. It's a different picture on the front of the paper, but that wonderful picture standing in the doorway is the first one that comes up online. So I'm also receiving some comments about that. So the question then is, why bother? Why did we have to do this? And I struggle with this a bit because I do feel like the article makes it seem like this action of welcoming is kind of way out there, and that we are unusual as a church, even in Richmond, which I know is not true. We just have a better relationship with the media, actually. I mean, we know that our friends at South Arm are active. They've supported the Heart of AIDS community dinner for years. We are not the only church in this community, the only place of faith that welcomes. But it is interesting how that conversation is entered into. So, for example, I went down to one of the only sort of publicized events for Pride Week that was on in Richmond. Understanding, remember, that the Richmond City Council has refused to acknowledge any Pride events. No Pride events, no flag, nothing. But the community center felt they should do something, and so they had a very, very small event that they found it very hard to publicize. In fact, it seemed as if there was active resistance. And so you may see in Eve Edmonds' editorial in the paper the fact that though there was a sign inviting people in, they had placed the sign advertising Trinity Western University directly opposite the door. It doesn't usually sit there, by the way. So there's a reason why we need to say this. Because we need people to know that we believe God loves all people, including GLBTQ, LGBTQ. I was asked to add I, people. We welcome the alphabet. Like, we need to say that. Not in spite of who they are, but as they are, as God made us, all of us. And that we have to say we are, as a Christian church, appalled by those who use the idea of Christianity or religion as a justification for cruelty and violence. It is tempting for us to be silent, to say we are welcoming of all people, but to keep our heads down and not say anything that invites argument or dispute or puts us in the firing line. But to be silent in the face of such a great wrong is often seen as collusion or agreement. But if we say we believe that God so loved the world, that he sent his only son, that we might have eternal life, then the God that we are speaking of is one that has love so vast and so profound that it encompasses even us when we're confused and angry and afraid. How much more clear is it then that God would love those who love one another, even in the face of persecution? Jesus never said anything about homosexuality. He said a lot about judging others. We have been given an opportunity for witness beyond what we expected, a simple sign that we hoped would say, welcome. In a funny way, a simple sign, and we were given this opportunity to witness in our community, and surprisingly, well beyond our community, to the love of Christ. That's all we're doing as Christians, witnessing to the love of Christ for all people. So this weekend, as people celebrate and mourn, I would like to remember the words of Lin-Manuel Miranda. I have a tendency to say Lynn Carmen Miranda. Do you remember Carmen Miranda? And I actually put it on the website that way, and luckily my daughter corrected it. But I would like to do that. For those of you who don't know him, he is an actor, writer, producer. He produced the now very famous play, Hamilton, the musical. And at the Tony Awards, he wrote a poem in the wake of Orlando that ends like this. We chase the melodies that seem to find us until they're finished songs and start to play, when senseless acts of tragedy remind us that nothing here is promised, not one day. We live through times when hate and fear seem stronger. We rise and fall, and light from dying embers, remembrances that hope and love last longer. And love is love is love is love is love, cannot be killed or swept aside. Now, fill the world with music, love, and pride. And we're going to do just that, because we are subverting a very old hymn called The Rainbow Round the Throne.